this is Dustbrain here. Welcome to episode 1 of our gaming playthroughs. Hello, World of Darkness, my old friend. I'm just here to tell you a little bit about myself and a little bit about this new segment we're doing. I have a huge love for board games, and I have a huge board game collection of specifically horror-based board games, and Cakewolf has a huge collection of RPG books, and those are all horror-based, so we're going to start doing some playthroughs of this stuff, hopefully create some interesting content for you guys. This is going to be our first foray into this, so it might be a little rocky, but you know, bear with us. Hope you enjoy it. This is we're playing ourselves in the World of Darkness setting. Not quite like ourselves. This is like 5 years in the future, but you'll see. We also have a whole bunch of other stuff planned, some one-offs here and there. This is going to be a campaign that stretches on a little bit. And then we have some board games that won't be as serious. Maybe some goofy stuff. Hoping to have some genuine horror elements here and there. Along with it being kind of goofy, probably, knowing us. But, yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Bon appétit, bitch!
Hello, all you delicious cake-covered wolves who think horror is sweet. I am Cake Wolf, and I am joined in today's show of Bloody Confectionery Delights with Miss Cake Bitch,
hey.
Mr. Dust Brain,
hey.
And Miss Dust Bunny.
Howdy.
So what we have today in our little show of couples is something different. We are starting a World of Darkness campaign, and we're going to let you guys listen in on it. So this is an actual play podcast for World of Darkness. We're going to be doing this every so often. And I'm pretty excited about it because I love World of Darkness. I've been playing this since I was a teenager. Now they have a new rule system out where using World of Darkness as a launching off point, playing mortals, and seeing where that goes. Maybe some of us are going to become supernaturals. Maybe some of us are going to spontaneously combust. Who knows?
No! Nobody,
it's all up in air. pretty interesting today. We've got a very gray and rainy, dreary kind of day. That's going to be kind of the day that we're going into in the game. But this is not happening concurrently with where we are right now. This is a 5-year difference from today. So we are all playing ourselves, but this is 5 years in the future, so there have been some changes to our lives, and I'll be getting into what those changes are. And if any of you are new to the World of Darkness, basically on a very general level, just so that we can get into the gameplay and not just spend all of this podcast talking about the what's and whatnots, World of Darkness is a game that takes place in the world that we live in, but everything has a very dark spin on it. So think horror movie. That's why we're doing it on a horror podcast, horror RPG tabletop game. World of Darkness is very prolific with their game books. They've got stuff so that you can play pretty much any supernatural creature you can think of. But the books that we're using just focus on playing a human in the World of Darkness and all of the horrific things that can happen to people in a horror movie. So what we're going to start off with is talking about each of us and who we are as individuals, not as our player characters, but as people playing the characters. So we're going to start off with Miss Cake Bitch.
Yeah.
And she's going to just tell us about who she is.
Okay. So, do we use our real names when we're explaining this?
Whatever you want.
All right. Well, my real name is Christina, so that's who I'll be playing in this little game.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy yoga. I try to be a common-centered person, even though I'm not. Give Nolly a lot of mouth kisses.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Nolly is our chihuahua.
Yes. And I am the one that makes things happen.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Mr. Dusk Brain, how about you?
My name is Jason. I am co-owner to an art gallery.
You are?
I'm an artist. I do all kinds of weird projects and things. Have a crazy fascination with board games, which I want to get, you know, get into that with my career and
this. Yeah.
But, yeah. And
sounds good.
I drink a little too much.
You do, yes. And Miss Dust Bunny, how about you?
My name is Steph, also known as Resinoth. I do a lot of physical exercises, physical hobbies, I would say. There was roller derby for a pretty long time. There was also a little bit of jiu-jitsu, and right now I'm focusing more on powerlifting.
A badass.
Well, you know, when you want to be a comic book character your entire life, this is what happens.
Yeah.
I also
helps you out when you play RPGs playing yourself, right?
Yeah. And
you get
had
better combat scores.
Yeah.
All I get is flexibility.
And I've had an extensive background in the fetish modeling kink community well. And yeah, I do a lot of reading of books. I do a lot of like traveling for fun.
Yeah.
Always helping out things.
Yeah, you recently went to Europe.
I did. I went to Berlin.
Yeah, that's cool.
Didn't really find the Marlene Dietrich, David Bowie aspect of it, but you know, I didn't stay over a weekend, so let that be a lesson to our listeners. Go on a weekend.
You see any strange Viking sex? I hear there's a lot of that going on in Amsterdam.
Well, no, I didn't go to Amsterdam. I went to Berlin, and
I thought you guys also went to Amsterdam.
We had a layover in Amsterdam. We just did to troll people, saying that we were in Amsterdam to make them jelly on the Facebook.
Cool.
Another fun trick you can do when you go to Europe is you will have stopovers in several places.
You heard it here.
You pretend you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were just in an airport.
Uh-huh.
That's actually really smart.
To be fair, though, you could smoke whatever weed you did pick up in several countries in Amsterdam. You could just hang out in the Starbucks, drink a coffee, and smoke weed there.
That's sweet.
They're very okay with that.
Nice.
Okay.
Even in the airport.
So next we're going to talk about player goals, and what this is basically what the players want to have happen to their character. This is very open. It can be anything. What would you like to see happen to your character, Miss Cake Bitch?
So my character, I want to be a mage, you tell me. I'm envisioning a Hermione Granger meets Willow from Buffy.
Okay.
Apparently I needed to clarify that.
Sure.
So basically... Because
there is a Willow movie that takes place with a little dwarf guy.
Yes, yeah. I do not want to be that Willow.
Yeah.
And so I would want to use my mage powers to defeat evil, because that is what I do.
Yeah, you're a very good-hearted person.
I try to fight evil wherever I find it.
It's the world of darkness, so there's going to be a lot of evil.
Yeah, so that's a good skill for me to have.
Dust Brain, how about you? What would you like to see happen to your character?
I'm going to keep my ambition for board games and strange occult sigils and things. I'm going to want to dive into that more and, you know, delve into the unknown.
Yeah.
Seek some kind of power out of that. Whatever I can muster.
I can see that. Just see where the power of the runes and the strange unknown out there takes you.
Yeah.
Go on a wild trip.
I like exploring that stuff. Yeah, and see.
It's like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure in the world of Lovecraft, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah. Miss Dust Bunny, how about you? What would you like to see happen to your character?
Well, my character would probably go more into the fetish and kink community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking more into like a flesh crafting glamour aspect.
Okay.
And
so you want to become a vampire, possibly?
Possibly, but a Zemisi witch kind of combination.
Cool.
And I would like to have many, many men and women enthralled.
Okay.
I would like minions. Many, many minions to do my will.
What would be cool about that, as a Zemisi, you get flesh crafting, so you can change those men and women to be anything you want. So if you're, like, watching the TV and you see someone hot and you're like, I would love to fuck them, you can just go ahead and take one of your enthralled people, make them that person, and then have your way.
Well, also with the fetish aspect, I can basically make them do whatever I need them to do for whatever purpose I need them to do it in order to make a large amount of money.
As a vampire, there's a lot of very built-in base rules that are really cool that you can use against humans. You can enthrall them just with feeding them blood over time, which is cool. And also that empowers them, in a sense. So you can have some super-powered little fetish toys. That's fun.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I like it. Now, I didn't talk about what I would like to see happen to my character. Now, I do have a character in this, but I am going to be running the game. So I am a bit of the game master, if you will. But my character, he's got some issues going on, and we're going to get into that. So, we're going to talk about the precursor, because there is a 5-year difference, to where we are now in life, and you heard a little bit about what we do and who we are. Now, what has changed in that 5 years in this alternate reality, and to find out where we are, well... One of the first things is that we all went on a vacation, a Caribbean cruise, and something that's strange about it, and it's going to come up into play quite often. Now, the goal of the game is obviously to have fun, but also to play your character believably. So one of the ways to make sure that everybody's playing it believably is I'm going to throw out there, so that everyone can hear it, something that's weird. And it's a little bit of the darkness that's in the world. Now, I have a lot of overarching shadows, and they're all kind of onions. So as you peel them, the layers off, it just keeps getting stinkier and stinkier. Now, one of these is the Caribbean cruise, and you're all going to be aware of this immediately. So we all went on in a Caribbean cruise together. Something awful happened to me, okay? And I've never been the same since. I'm basically a vegetable since the cruise. And all of you remember the situation differently. Now, I committed suicide, or attempted to, on this cruise. But each of you remember the details very differently. So, whereas Miss Dust Bunny remembers me using a silver handgun, Dust Brain remembers it being a shotgun. You remember it being a black, like, Glock, right?
No, okay. I actually don't know what any of those look like.
All of the situations are pretty much the same that I attempted suicide, but the differences are just in your memories, and they're all very slight. It was nighttime, it was daytime, it was raining, it was sunny. Very slight, okay? Now, each of you are unaware of what the other person remembers because you don't talk about it. Whatever it was that happened, it was traumatic to you as a character, and you don't like to think about it. Now, if at any point in the game you want to try and remember what happened because maybe something comes up that you want to remember what happened because of a certain situation that you're experiencing in the game, I'm going to make you roll something. And the DC for it, which is the difficulty, is going to be pretty easy to get. But the more times that you try to remember, it's going to get more difficult, okay? Because you're fighting something that is traumatic that you don't want to remember. Or possibly there's something else in effect here that's preventing you from remembering it fully. So you're fighting against that, basically. And for you listeners, if you are unaware of the system of World of Darkness, it uses a very simple system of 10-sided die. You have character sheets that have little 1-5 scores of things like strength and dexterity and resolve and wits and intelligence. And you roll 1d10s in accordance to how many dots you have to find out if you succeed at rolls. And I tell you the difficulty of the roll and how many successes you need depending on, you know, what the situation is. So that's a little bit of a precursor. But also, as individual characters, we all have a lot of things going on. Miss Dust Bunny, you now have a fetish system that you've built from the ground up. You're like the Joanna Angel of male erotica. Very unique and obscure male erotica, correct?
I assume so.
Yes. So she runs her own business. And do you have a name for this business?
Oh.
You can think of it. I kind of threw you on the spot here because we didn't really discuss what your business's name is. But essentially, it's male erotica. She is the manager of a bunch of men that are willing to do weird things on camera for money for other people. And she has made a living out of this, and she makes pretty darn good money. Makes more money doing this than any of us doing anything else that we do. She also has a bit of a danger in this business, because when you're dealing with sex, you're dealing with relationships, you're dealing with jealousy, you're dealing with danger. So she has a bodyguard.
High competition as well.
Yep, that's true. So she has a bodyguard that follows her around, and the bodyguard is going to be played by a friend of mine named Chris, and I'm going to play his character. He's a big guy. He's huge. So yeah. He makes a good bodyguard. Plus, he has a death wish, so he's not afraid to step in front of a gun. Now, Mr. Dustbrain, you have the gallery, as you still do, but you also have... a board game company in this 5-year difference, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just getting started, so you're not like hot and heavy on the charts or anything.
No, board games don't make a whole lot of money, but
right. And Miss Cake Bitch, you have a job working for charities. You are their PR person, and you do a lot of event coordination.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, I could. That would be a good 5-year plan, actually.
I could definitely see you doing this.
On the side, so that you can quit your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't make a lot of money doing this, no. But you give back to the community, which is something that you love doing.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Right now, we've built our characters. We've got all of our things filled out, minus a few things. We didn't do flaws, virtues, or vices, and that's because, well, it takes a long time to make a fucking character, even if you're making yourself. So, we're leaving those things out until next time, and they're just not going to come into play quite yet. So, it doesn't really matter. To get us started, what's happening, furthering the precursor, is that, we are all going to a gallery event that Jason's having at his gallery, okay? And... I am the showcased artist. Though I am in somewhat of a vegetative state, I am very prolific with paintings. And my paintings are being displayed at the gallery for one reason, that Jason thinks it will sell. It's very interesting and weird and scary. But also because, well... Christina's still with me, and the medical bills are pretty daunting, and he's also doing it to help us out.
Oh, so it's a charity event.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you did some PR for this.
It's now, outsider art.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dust Bunny and Dust Brain, currently in this reality, they are a couple. A very happy couple, very cute couple, and I like seeing them together. But, unfortunately, in this new reality of the World of Darkness, they are split.
Oh, no.
And this is because they had some issues after they had a child together. The child went missing, and it caused a lot of just emotional issues with their relationship. They're still friends, but they just can't connect sexually anymore.
Is that Antichrist?
Good reference, Lars von Trier. Yeah. So
is this going to end with me nailing his dick to a board?
Hopefully not. Jason does have a high stamina, though. He might be able to take it.
He can do the Willem Dafoe real well.
And you'll probably make some good money when you're erotica for that. Now, wow. They're coming separately to this event. Jason did remarry. He's with someone that's named Mimi Whittleman. And she's She runs a successful law firm, and she is extremely gorgeous, but she doesn't really get out to these events. She is just too busy working most of the
time. I thought you were basing her off the Kettleman lady from
Better Call Saul.
I thought she's gonna be like a nut job.
No, she's she's like extremely attractive.
Okay.
And
highly successful.
You can't like look at her without busting a nut kind of attractive. Okay. Like men and women. Like she's just, oh my god. So yeah, there's a reason I'm saying all of that. But we'll get into that later. yeah, so we are going to this gallery event, and basically, we're all pulling in. So, right now, Miss Cake Bitch, you are bringing me to the event, okay? Dust Brain, you are already at the event, and you're, setting it up. And Miss Dust Bunny, you're also just pulling in. Now, we're going to do our first roll here. Miss Dust Bunny, roll a dexterity and drive. So you add your dexterity and your drive, and you roll that many dice. Your DC, which is your difficulty, is a 7. You only need one success.
So you have dexterity 3, so you roll 3 dice?
Yep.
Okay.
And then add your drive, which is 0, so it'd be a -1, right?
No, she just rolls her dex then. She can still, like, the rules for drive in this game, it assumes that everyone can do it. So,
okay.
She's fine. She can do that. 8. You got an 8. You're good. So you basically just avoid a kid running in front of you. That's all. There's a kid that just got out of the van and ran across the street, and you stopped. I made you roll that, Miss Dust Bunny, because your mind is a little bit elsewhere. You haven't seen Jason for a couple weeks, and you still love him.
Mm-hmm.
You have a deep connection with him, and it's weird to you that he doesn't seem to reciprocate that in really any sense. It just makes it hard when you see him, but you still want to see him because you have a deep bond, and you formed this over a long time. You guys have been together for 5 years, correct? 4, 6, 7. Okay.
September.
You have.
But don't tell him because it freaks him out. He freaks out and he'll start taking things.
That is a humongously deep connection. So you don't just lose that over time. And just a couple weeks not seeing him, you're a little bit nervous because you want to see that little glint in his eye, you know, that you miss. And so that's on your mind. That's why I made you roll that, because you're a little bit distracted. Now, you avoid the danger. You pull into the parking lot, I assume, unless you're going to yell at the kid. It's up to you. Do you want to do anything else?
I want to yell at the child.
Okay, what are you going to say to the kid?
Little fucker!
All right. Do you want to intimidate the child?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to have you roll... We're going to have you roll your presence and your intimidation. It's a DC of, I'm going to say 5, and you need one success. It's a child. They're very easy to intimidate.
So I have a presence of 4.
And plus 3.
So that's... His poor kid's going to shit himself.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. So I got into this. So that's a lot.
Yeah, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes, which is considered a critical success.
You killed the kid.
Which, basically what happens is the kid stops completely in its tracks, and the kid looks at you, and he pisses himself.
Okay. So he doesn't die. That's good.
No.
Critical sounds really serious.
So, not only is it effective, but it's super effective. So, that kid just pissed himself. The parents run over to him, and they get him back into the car, and yeah.
Okay. Scarred for life.
Yeah, scarred for life, most definitely.
Good. Very good.
So, Mr. Dustbrain, roll your wits and composure.
So I add both of those?
Mm-hmm. All you need is a DC of 7, 1 success.
What's a success?
DC of 7, 1 success.
Okay. Yeah, I got a 9 here.
Okay. While you're busy at work, you do notice that you heard Steph, and she just yelled something. What did you yell?
Little fucker.
Little fucker. You heard her voice.
That seems pretty accurate.
Do you want to go greet her, or?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go outside and make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
And tell me stop yelling at children.
Probably.
Now, Jason, you're not going to have to roll this, and I'm not going to say why. But, Christina, you and I show up. We're basically going into the gallery, okay? As we're walking in, we see Jason and Steph at the front door, and he's greeting her. So we're all about to get together. Okay?
Okay.
All right. You go out to meet Steph. What do you want to say? Sorry, that's my dog.
Come here.
What do you want to say to Steph?
Hey, it's great to see you.
You sound like you really enjoy saying that.
How are you?
I am good.
Now, keep in mind that this game does reward experience points. However, it's going to be dependent. Really, the rules are flexible in World of Darkness. And the way that I, as a GM, give experience points is for playing your character well and, sounding like you. So keep that in mind.
That's kind of how I would talk.
It is.
Okay.
That's pretty accurate.
Okay.
I am uncomfortable, boys.
All right.
Well, come inside. We have some hors d'oeuvres and wine. Do you want some wine?
I don't drink wine.
If at any time you're trying to impress him or anything.
I'm trying to be funny.
You're trying to be funny?
Yeah, sure. Bela Lugosi.
Roll your presence and your expression.
4 and expression is 3. So
it's up again. And it's basically going to be whether Jason, he can just say whether he's open to your humor or if he wants to contest it.
He's going to contest it. 17, 19.
Your DC is 7, and we'll say 1 success is needed. But how many successes do you have? So you have 1, 2, 3 successes.
Yeah.
33. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. You have 4 successes. Jason, do you want to just be receptive to her humor, or do you not want to laugh? Do you want to stop yourself from laughing?
I'll laugh.
Okay, sure. You make him laugh. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm doing a lot of these very minor roles just so that everyone here gets accustomed to the roles and rolling and knowing, you know, what makes what happen. Because everybody here is pretty new to RPGs except for Jason, right?
And you.
Yeah, I'm pretty accustomed to D&D.
Okay, yeah. So, we show up and you hear Jason laughing, which makes you feel pretty good. Because
I'm happy when people are happy. Yeah.
You're a very empathic person.
Well, just to clarify, I don't really laugh. I kind of just like, eh. I make some kind of weird noise.
Yeah.
I saw his smile.
Smile. Yeah. I mean, even still, you find that makes you happy because you know the situation that they're in. And you're friends with Steph.
Yeah.
So, you hear her talk. Yeah.
And except
you probably still go on dinner dates.
Okay.
Or, what?
Lunch dates.
That's
what
you do. You do lunch dates together.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I show up. You dress me and everything.
How are you making art? is my question. You're still making art, or this is from before the...
I don't write anymore.
Right.
It's just painting. Okay. And it's just the only thing that shows any really kind of intelligence.
But anymore. I have to dress you.
Yes.
Like, I pick out your clothes and you put them on, or I have to put them on your body?
I'm almost a vegetable, but every once in a while, I'll get in this, like, weird state where I will go and paint.
Okay.
Okay? All it's right. very weird. I just
couldn't figure out how you were painting if you were in a vegetative
because,
state.
It's scary because sometimes you'll wake up and you'll hear the brush strokes and you'll go out, and I'll just, in the complete darkness of the basement, just be painting. Like,
well, this sounds like something you would already do.
So it's very weird, okay?
Okay.
So I'm there, and, you know, I wear diapers and everything. Like, it's
oh, good.
So, you know, it's hard for Jason to see me like this, I'm sure, because we've been friends for so long. But I'm drooling. I'm like just, like, dead, staring ahead at nothing and drooling. Like, I'll follow you. You don't have to, like, lead me around. I do, like, follow you.
Oh, you can walk.
Yeah. I'm just kind of, like, not all there. I don't talk, really.
Okay.
The only thing that I do say when I talk is the same word. And you guys have all heard this many times. And the word is minimot. And that is the only word that I say.
It's not, is it?
No. It's, it's the word that, that's an inside joke, everyone. Minimot is what I say.
Okay.
Minimot.
Minimot.
I'm jotting this down because...
Sure, you can definitely do that.
I will not remember that till next time.
I think it's very smart that you did that, and I see Steph is writing it down. Both of you get an experience point for writing that down.
Oh, do I have to mark that somewhere?
Just anywhere you want.
Okay,
you just say
plus one
experience plus one. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, what do you guys are all there together. Is there any socializing that wants to happen?
Sure, I'm going to greet them. I'm going to say hello and...
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I just do that? I don't have to roll to do that?
They're no,
not.
No,
okay,
no.
Well, hello everyone. How
just
are you all doing?
Pretend that you're there and you're talking to them.
Okay.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It looks like you put good work into this show for my... Are we married?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, my husband.
Which is probably why you're still with me.
Oh, okay. Because I made the vow.
This actually is an interesting question. Do you go and have sexual excursions? Because I can't really do anything.
No.
Oh,
yeah? Probably not.
Okay.
Probably just have a vibrator.
I wouldn't really have an opinion on it.
Oh, because you only say minimot, so.
Yeah.
But no, I'd be afraid that that would somehow affect you.
Okay.
Like a diving bell and the butterfly kind of thing where you're like still in there, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to...
That's a very cool
you.
Reference.
You just can't say no.
Such a beautiful reference, too. Debbie Bell and the Butterfly. That.
Like, you just keep blinking and,
you
know, your disapproval.
no, but it's really cool. All right, so we're actually aware that we're bottlenecking the entrance, and people are showing up, and you see that people are, like, just kind of looking around, not trying to be rude, but they do want to get in.
Yeah, so being the gallery... owner, I
yeah.
want to shuffle us into a more open area or a corner or something mm-hmm. where we're not blocking anyone.
You get a phone call, Jason, and while you're doing this, you see that it's Doug, which is your co-owner of the gallery. And Miss Cake Bitch and Miss Dust Bunny, as you both go into the event, I'm going to have mainly Miss Dust Bunny roll this, because I'm going to say that Miss Cake Bitch is already affected by this. But roll a composure, Miss Dust Bunny. Roll a composure plus a cult roll.
Okay, that'd be four.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to need a... we're going to say... DC 10, two successes. I'm not expecting you to get this.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you walk into the gallery, you are frightened. And it is because of the artwork in the gallery. And what frightened is going to do is it's going to raise your strength, dexterity, and stamina as a temporary modifier by plus one, but it's going to lower your other scores. Your presence, manipulation, composure, intelligence, wits, and resolve. You're highly frightened. You have a flight or fight kind of situation going on. Mm-hmm. You can take medication if you have it to regulate this feeling. Mm-hmm. But it is a sense of dread. Mm-hmm. And what you experience is the same thing that you, Miss Cake Bitch, are used to experiencing this.
Okay.
Because you're around the art. And so you already are frightened every time you see the art.
Right. So I'm a little bit dead inside.
You have been affected by this since day one.
Okay.
Mr. Dust Brain, you are completely unaffected by this for whatever reason. We're not going to know this, but not right now.
More of maybe later. Been putting up the artwork. And
yeah. Yeah.
Stuff. You proved
Doug,
it.
Doug refuses to come here for the event because he is affected by this. And the DC gets higher and the effects get worse the more you're exposed to it. Doug was exposed to it for a while. He completely refuses to be around it. He is utterly terrified of this artwork. And it is extremely frightening. So everybody that is coming in here gets affected for the most part. Miss Dust Bunny, you're affected as well. So this is basically what it is. As if the darkness of your fear has manifested before you, the paintings shock your senses with pure fright. The insubstantial nature of death, as the living can understand it, permeates throughout the gallery, coagulating on the patrons' minds like a slime, general unease oozing all around you. This is completely horrifying artwork, and it all has a theme to it. And the theme is the afterlife. It's all depictions of celestial or abysmal artwork, much like Hieronymus Bosch did.
That's
but
who I thought about.
To okay. a degree that is so believable and affecting of your senses that it just makes you feel completely defiled and at unease. So, the phone call from Doug. Doug's on the other line. Jason, how's the people showing up in order? Did you get all of the food put out? And did the wine show up?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, everything's set. Yeah, Matt, the artist, is here. Everything's set. We're all ready to go. So some people... Yeah, it's alright. People are a little weird, but... fine.
Just make sure when the event's over that you take all of the artwork down, and I don't want it in storage. Just make sure Christina takes it back home with her and Matt. Can you do that for me?
Sure.
I do not want to see that when I come in the morning. And, well, have fun on your trip tomorrow. And he hangs up. You guys are all going on a trip to Split Rock. It's a camping trip. It's for the weekend. It's going to go from Sunday to Monday. You'll be leaving Monday afternoon. Or Saturday to Monday. Leaving Monday afternoon. It's Friday night right now. It's gray and dreary out. And it's around summertime. The camping trip is going to be interesting because you haven't been around Steph for an extended period of time since you got married. To your new wife. Okay? So, the most you've been around her, really, has been, like, a couple hours here, you know, and there. But not for days.
Well, what's my new wife doing?
She is a lawyer, and she's very busy. A very successful lawyer. So you only really get to see her when you go home.
Okay?
Alright. Okay. So... During the event, is there anything that anyone would like to do? There's people coming in, they're mingling, there's people looking at the artwork, they're generally disturbed, and you can see that on them, Jason, but you can't empathize with them. You kind of think it's cool art. Like, this is why it happened, because you're my friend, and you also think it's, like...
Alright, yeah, I'm gonna go up and try to tell everyone about the art, kind of, and
sure.
About the artist and how this was made. I'm probably gonna give your state, you know, mm-hmm. and what happened to you, go into all that stuff,
yeah.
and like how this has come out of you.
Sure.
After that,
yeah,
try to make some sales.
Imply cool. that it's charity.
Sure.
Pull on some heartstrings, maybe.
Roll your, how are you trying to do this, through manipulation?
Well, you are an art gallery owner.
Probably.
Okay, so roll your manipulation and your persuasion. Or you can do socializing. You can do your manipulation and socialize, or your manipulation and persuasion, or manipulation intimidation. You can really do a lot here. It depends on how you want to accomplish it.
I'm really terrible with the social aspect of mm-hmm. this stuff. Mm-hmm. Usually I rely on Doug to mm-hmm. deal, but he does not want
to. He wants
be
nothing
here,
to do with
so
this. It's too freaky.
It's totally up to me. So I'm going to use my manipulation and persuasion.
Sure.
I got three dice here. What do I have to get?
Something that can happen is, now this is a very free form game. Anybody can say how they want to play it. If Steph wanted to help you with your role, she could do an assisted role with you and add her successes to yours. So it would be like working as a team to convince people if she's working the room with you. But it depends on if she wants to be doing that or not.
How much do I like you? How much do you want my help?
I don't know. I'm not really looking for your help right now.
Okay.
Not you.
Doesn't look like I'm looking for
anyhow. Yeah, you don't really do that. That's not really
you.
That's
not really what I do.
Yeah.
No, but okay. Here's the point. You have an entire gallery full of, like, twisted artwork that you have to sell to people, and mm-hmm. they all look very upset.
Yeah.
So maybe you're getting a little desperate.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to start drinking some
sure.
of the wine.
It's a DC of 10. Any successes will determine how many people you interest.
None.
Okay. Like I said, it's very scary stuff. So it ups the DC. Christina, what are you doing with me? Are you sitting me down somewhere? Are you?
Well, I'm dabbing the drool off your face mm-hmm. because that needed attention.
Right.
And I'm also getting you... Do you still drink as a vegetable?
I will take food and drink, yes.
Okay, so I'll probably get you a glass of wine and some cheese and crackers.
Like, I need a straw, basically, or I just make too much of a
mess.
Well,
I'll get you a straw.
Yeah.
I bring a straw. I travel with straw.
I'm functioning on some levels.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking like stroke victim kind of level?
It's very strange. I mean, depending on what doctor she has brought me to, they say something different, but nobody has a definitive answer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definite. General consensus is brain damage, of a just general sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get you.
But
set
no
up
one really.
And kind of nourished in a way.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people do try to come over and speak to the artist. Would you talk to them?
I would talk to them.
Okay.
I was actually going to say that I would try to soothe some of the more freaked out patrons.
Somebody comes up to you, they look familiar, you're not sure where you've seen them from before, and
that sounds familiar.
Go ahead and let's say, do a wits and investigation.
Wits and investigation?
Yeah.
Three. Any of these then will work?
Yes.
Okay.
DC is 7. You need one success.
Okay. And that means I need to get at least 1 7.
Yep. You did it.
I had 2 9s.
You remember this person because during a lunch date with Miss Dust Bunny, she showed you one of her clients. And his name is...
I don't remember him.
His name is Wilbert Huggins. And he's actually going on the trip with you guys tomorrow.
Okay.
The camping trip. He's a new client of hers, and he's been bringing in a decent amount of money. And Wilbert is a dwarf.
Oh.
And he's actually... his fetishism that he does for Steph is he's very hairy. He's part Hungarian. He's part Italian.
Part German.
And he's just a mixed bag of like, hairy cultures. So he actually shaves on camera, like, sensually shaving his body. Very, like I said, she gets very strange things out there, but she's fulfilling a service for people that have very specific tastes.
Okay, I'm writing this down in case this comes in handy later.
And, Wilbert Huggins. So he just comes up, yeah. And he says, is this guy retarded?
What? I don't like this guy.
What are you going to say to him?
I'm going to ream him out. I'm going to tell him we don't use that word, you asshole.
Go ahead, I'll film that.
What is the effect that you want this to have on him? Do you want to scare him?
I want him to feel ashamed.
Okay. Then go ahead and roll your...
Are you feeling elitist towards another person?
I am right now.
Roll...
They just insulted my husband.
Roll your presence and your empathy. We'll say that.
Two. Okay, hold on a second. So five.
You think you could do that to a little person?
I think I could if he called Matt retarded.
DC 8, one success.
Okay. I got none of that. So I am not very intimidating.
Well, whoops, that dice fell on the floor. He laughs at you, and you feel ashamed.
No, that's not how that works.
Yeah, like...
Everybody's looking at you because you just got angry at the little guy.
Yeah. And, basically... He's like, look, I didn't mean anything by it. I'm sorry that I was so crass. It just surprises me that you're mentally challenged. Is he a boyfriend?
Husband. Yes.
Is doing this. Because this is pretty intricate, even though it's absolutely disgusting and makes me feel like I'm a baby being thrown into a fucking volcano. But... Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with this guy?
I would probably tell him what happened.
Okay.
Or what I could remember, because none of us remember all of it together.
Right. So do you want to remember this, or do you want to just kind of go through the motions and say what you normally say, just to get it out and over with?
In this case?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what is the consequence of trying to remember?
It's just a difficulty.
Okay.
Role that you're going to have to do. There's no consequence to it. It's just hard to remember. Okay. But you'll remember more the more times you do it.
Okay. Well, then I would probably roll it because I hate myself and that's what I do.
Okay. So first you have to roll your composure because it's a traumatic and horrifying event. And then add your, we'll say... We're going to say occult. I think that's most appropriate, honestly.
Okay.
DC 10.
But I have to get at least 110?
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember anything.
Okay. you can't bring yourself to really bring out any of the details.
So I just give him the spiel.
You just give him the very robotic spiel that you give to everyone when... This comes up, and it's just sort of like a dead tone that comes out of you. It's weird because you don't like talking about it. He listens and is a bit taken aback by the whole situation and feels a little bit sorry for you, and just starts talking to you normally, like
Not insulting you now.
Right. But he's chatting you up, and he asks if you're friends with Steph, and so on and so forth. So you guys are, talking to one another. Steph,
talking about the
water. You see one of your clients arrived, and you haven't met him in person yet, but you've had a lot of communication with him over the internet. He's a local, Wilbert Huggins. Little dwarven guy. It's very hairy. Jason, you get approached by someone, and the guy has a handlebar mustache. He's got a goatee that comes out to a point, very well kept, and he's wearing a suit, looks expensive. This guy just exudes money, okay? And he's like, you are the curator here?
Yes. My name is Jason. Would you like to know about the art on the walls?
I would like to know how much of it.
All of it?
Yes.
All right.
I obviously want some kind of deal, because I will be taking it all off of your hands.
Are you a collector?
You could say that. My name's Tom. He holds out his hand.
All right, I shake his hand.
He says, I collect curiosities, and I have a very special interest in this type of art. So, adding it to my collection would be, let's just say that me and those that I'm associated with would be ecstatic. So, what kind of a deal can you do?
All right, I have to ask, do we have any, prices on any of this stuff?
You do, and, your pricing is around, they're all very big pieces of art. You did custom framework for all of them, so they're all going for around 1,000. And you have 8 pieces of art. So it would normally be, let's say, around 10 grand.
All right,
What do you want to do with this guy? Do you want to try to get an understanding of where he's coming from? Do you want to try and intimidate him? Do you want to haggle? What do you want to do? This is a situation that never happens at your gallery. Nobody does this. But you know that Christina needs the money for medical bills. Anyone is welcome to
do
a perception check if they want to see what's going on with Jason, if they want to eavesdrop.
I'm definitely eavesdropping. Watching him the entire time.
Go ahead and do a perception roll, which is your wits and composure.
Let's see, that's 4.
DC is at a minus because there's a lot of talking going on, so it's normally 7. As like a low. So we're going to say it's a 9 because you're also at a -1 out of fear. DC of 9, 1 success.
9.
There you go. So you hear what's going on. And I'm guessing you're probably just talking to the dwarf.
Yeah, and okay. Keeping an eye on you.
Yeah. Okay. So you pick up everything that they're about to discuss if you want to, Steph. Jason, what do you want to do?
All right, well, I'm normally not too good at this, because Doug makes the deals.
Right.
But
you are the only person in this gallery. There is no help that you have tonight, except from Steph and Christina, because nobody else wanted to be around this fucking art.
Christina needs for the medical bills?
Quite a lot, actually. She needs about 15 grand.
We probably need more than that, because we live in America.
Okay.
But we'll keep it 15 grand.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I can't...
And you also know that Steph has helped Christina. So not only is Christina in the hole, but she's also in the hole with Steph. So... you know that she needs it bad. The most that you can get is the better.
Alright, well, I will...
This is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of situation. But also, this guy's kind of strange.
I'm fascinated with this art that's turning everyone into crying babies.
He seems unaffected by it. I mean, you can roll to know for certain, but on a general scale, you think that he's...
Alright.
He's acting around it the way that you are. Unaffected.
I will tell him I can't discount any of the art. But if you do buy it all, I can convince my artist to... Maybe the next painting he makes, you can have for free. As long as you buy everything on the walls at the full price that it's at.
So, you want to intimidate him? Or do you want to just, like, use your allure, your presence? How do you want to accomplish this?
Can I use composure?
Not yet.
The only thing I got is persuasion.
Okay. So, manipulation and persuasion, then. Your standard difficulty is just going to be a 7.
I got 2 9s.
Okay. He says to you, you're going to give this to me for 7,000 or I'm walking out. And he is trying to shake you, but you get to roll, because this is going to be basically a resolve roll. Okay? Composure roll. This is a sort of like social, trying to push you into a corner.
Yeah.
So roll your composure and your persuasion.
I got 2 9s.
You got him. So he is unable to shake you, and you can basically, if you want, you know it. Like, you see that he was just trying to see if he could shake you down, you know? Just try to get away with a little bit more income at the end of the day. And he's unable to shake you. You have a very good composure score. That's one of your high points. You're hard to push around. So, like, mentally, people can't really shake you. So, he fails trying to shake you down, and he says, look, I'm not trying to get off on the wrong foot with you. I'm just trying to make a deal. You know, at the end of the day, a buck's a buck. But for something like this to add to my collection, I'm willing to go with what you said. Maybe we could get him to sign the pieces? Is that possible? I noticed that there's no signatures on any of them.
Sure. Do I know anything about why he didn't sign them to begin with? Alright, I'll say, yeah, sure, we can get him to sign them.
Wonderful. And may I meet the artist?
Yeah.
Excellent. He says, well, let's just get the brass and tacks out of the way. Why don't you go ahead and write me up that bill, and we'll sign it, and then we'll go ahead and meet him together.
Sounds good.
He fills out his information and pays for it. You find out that his name is... and keep in mind, if you don't write things down, you might not remember them. So
yeah, I got that.
His name is Tom McCarthy. He charges it on his company card, and his company is INS, and that stands for the International Necronaut Society.
Necronauts?
The International Necronaut Society.
Those drugs are on dead things.
And Steph, you overhear all of this.
Yeah, and I make that comment myself.
Mm-hmm. So you don't hear any of that because, you know, you're not around there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that gets done. The event starts pretty much wrapping up for the evening. And Jason, you bring him over to meet me. And Christina, you see people are leaving. Jason just made a sale. You don't know if it was for, like...
one piece or seven.
Yeah, if it was even for the art. Like, maybe it was just for tea. Because they sell tea there.
Okay.
But he brings this this very well-dressed and guy that exudes the word money over to you. And Steph, since people are leaving, you know, you see, you know, everyone's kind of gathering over me. Do you want to do something specific, or are you kind of chilling, drinking the free wine?
I'm always just chilling and drinking the free wine.
Okay. the dwarf leaves and goes over to you, Steph. He says, "Hey, boss. Nice to meet you." Holds his hand out to you. How are you going to react to this?
I'm trying to think.
Okay.
She hasn't met him?
Online. She's met him.
Oh,
online.
Okay.
She's, you know, been getting a decent amount of money from him online.
Okay.
I'm sure I'd be very pleasant. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going. You know, I'm doing a lot of workouts for hair growth. I've been trying a lot of different things. The supplements that you sent me, they're working like a charm. So
awesome. We got a I wasn't sure if that Hulu thing for Hims was going to work out, but I'm glad it
did.
I
mean, before I met you, I was doing all this herbal remedy stuff that my mom recommended. And, I mean, rubbing banana peels on your nipples, just it's weird and it doesn't work.
But we can film that later.
Two negatives. Would that sell? Like,
we'll test it out. I think there might be a market.
Okay. I mean, I'll do just about anything. Just about.
People will do anything for a new thrill. Let's get this on the table by Monday.
He smiles and starts chuckling. You get a phone call, Steph, but you guys are all kind of gathered around. Jason, are you going to introduce this man? Tom McCarthy.
Yeah, I'm going to introduce Tom to Matt.
Okay. I stare at him, just say nothing, drool. he holds his hand out to me and kind of like puts my hand in his, and he says, it's a pleasure to meet you, Mr.
Oh, he doesn't know your name, so I've...
Which it's kind of strange that he wouldn't.
We kind of advertise.
You advertise that shit
with your name.
Yeah.
I would probably.
Okay.
At this point.
All right, Mr. Fishgold. It's a pleasure. Your work is splendid. Honestly, it touches my heart. Never seen something so beautiful. Now, is this your husband? He looks at your ring. Is your husband, doing a lot of artwork these days? Is he prolific in his artistic ventures?
It goes in spurts. Sometimes he kind of just stares ahead like he's doing now, and other times I'll wake up in the middle of the night and see him in a painting frenzy.
Isn't it beautiful?
You're the first one that would explain it that way.
He's got this look in his eyes that's just filled with love. It's weird, and he's looking at me. Like, he looks at you for a moment when he talks to you, but his eyes just lock back at me. Mm-hmm. He's like just deadlocked, staring into my eyes. It makes you feel a little uncomfortable.
Can I ask him why he find what he finds so beautiful about it? Just out of curiosity.
He doesn't look at you when he says this. He says, "Truth, absolute."
Can I interject and ask him how he heard of this event? Like, what brought him in today?
And just say that I was drawn to it. He smiles without looking at you, still staring into my eyes. And he says, "I'm sure we'll meet again, Mr. Fishgold. You're absolutely fascinating." And he pretty much, you have the shipping address and everything for where you're sending the pieces and whatnot. He just kind of leaves.
And I'm thinking that I make a phone call to my ally, my brother-in-law, Cobb.
Okay. Sure.
Just to see if there's any background on this fella.
All right. Sure, no problem. You do that right now, or you want to do that later?
I'll do that later.
Okay.
That can wait.
All right. Jason, Steph, anything that you're doing right now?
No, probably not. I mean, I sold everything, so I'm probably just... taking some whiskey from my bar and
Yeah.
Take a few shots.
Sure. Steph, your phone call was from your bodyguard. We'll play that out. He says, Miss Machina, will you be needing my services tomorrow for your camping trip?
Who's like having a bodyguard with me? Possibly yes.
All right. Well, I will meet you at your place in the morning. Is 7 o'clock okay?
Yeah. But it'll have to wait around a lot.
Your usual? Which, what he means by that is he's referring to when he picks you up. For whatever. Usually he'll bring you a usual, which is like a, whatever you want from Starbucks that you would normally get. Soy milk, or, you know, all that jazz, you know.
Yeah.
Caramel latte or whatever, and whatever breakfast you would want, he'll pick it up for you.
Oh.
All right. Well, I'll see you then. You didn't have him tonight just because, well, wanted to be around Jason, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And didn't want any, you know, distraction. Distracting. Anyway. Jason, you're having a few shots. Steph, you just got off the phone. Christina, place is pretty much closed down for the night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, what do you guys want to do? You guys have a trip tomorrow, but you have the evening to yourselves.
The art being delivered not that night?
Well, no, it's going to take time for Jason to, okay, basically.
Well, because he promised Doug that it would be out of the gallery immediately.
Well, it's going to have to be sent back with, yeah, you.
Okay.
You
know? I'll put it in, okay, the storage and ship it. Usually we give it at least a week for that to happen.
Right? Okay. Sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to start, I guess, loading up the car with the artwork since it can't beat the gallery.
Okay, yeah. And, Steph, do you want to talk to Jason at all? Or do you want to... Yeah?
Okay.
All right, well, I mean, he's just doing shots by himself. You see Steph leaving.
I'm probably going to gesture her over if you want to hang out for a bit. I'm probably going to see if we can all go outside, maybe shove an L&M in your mouth. And, all
right. I stand there while it smokes. It's just kind of hanging out of my mouth.
Yeah,
there's one instance where I take a drag, but just once.
I am looking for any, like, you know, thing, you know, anything that hints of your old self.
Yeah.
An old sign of life.
Yeah. There's not much there. Yeah. What do you guys talk about outside?
I would probably bring up that I was getting some kind of...
Go ahead and talk
about it. Well, okay, so I'm getting some creepy vibes from this Tom McCarthy guy who just bought all of the beautiful artwork.
I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, he paid for it. That's going to go right to medical bills. I mean, who the hell cares what the hell is going to do with it?
Necronaut Society?
Whatever. I don't know. Creepy people.
I don't know. He makes me uncomfortable.
Do you like money?
but I can pay some bills.
The thing is, you don't know International Necronaut Society.
That I didn't see.
Well, that was something that was discussed with Jason.
Oh, okay.
And I overheard it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I would have known after he introduced himself. And
No. I probably would not divulge that information.
Okay. Well, I take that back. Okay. He just creeps me out.
And I'm straight up snooping.
Which makes it even more creepy for you, Christina, because you don't know anything about him.
Right.
Where he came from.
Yes. I have nothing to go on.
It seems like he just kind of showed up, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he creeps me out. But I can pay some bills, so I guess that makes it a good night.
Anything else that you guys want to discuss? Just the razzmatazz, the normal?
Yeah, normal stuff, like, okay, what we're doing tomorrow, camping.
Okay, sure. You guys excited about that?
Oh, yeah, what time are we leaving?
Yeah. What time are you guys leaving?
What time are you leaving?
I don't know. 8 o'clock, I guess. 9, maybe.
Wilbert's like, I sleep in. So probably like noonish, if that's okay.
I'm confused as to why Wilbert is going with us.
Yeah, is Wilbert going to the camping trip?
Yes,
he is. Oops. But I don't know why.
He's going...
The first time we met him is at this gallery for art that makes everybody uncomfortable, and he's coming camping with us.
Well, you owe me money, so you're not allowed to, like, you know, not like my friend. So why am I bringing
the reason why...
Why is she bringing work on a personal trip?
The reason why Steph is bringing Wilbert is because Wilbert has a lot of connections in the dwarven community that Steph wants to have contacts with.
Okay.
So she's bringing him along to butter him up.
To woo. Okay. Because
they've already got a repertoire going online. Okay. So she wants to build something in person and kind of, like, ease into conversation the fact that she wants... to gain access to all of these other people that he knows that are dwarves. And,
okay.
That I would take someone like that on a camping trip just to get to know them.
So he likes camping. That's the thing.
So, okay. So since he's coming and I just yelled at him, I would probably apologize for my outburst.
Okay.
Just to make things a little less awkward. Yeah.
He is a bit crass, but
yeah.
He just says what's on his mind. Mm-hmm. He's not necessarily a bad person.
He likes to keep it real.
He just vomits words.
Word vomit.
So, yeah, I mean, noon, if we can leave around then, that would be great for me. Unless you guys just pick me up and carry me out. Just pop me into the car. I'll be at the Holiday Inn down the road.
Wait, question. Are we taking you on the camping trip?
Me? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I could just pick him up, but, you know, I'd be working extra hard.
Yeah.
Or he's just wearing the sunglasses and does this a lot.
Well, okay, so right. I would offer to pick him up, and I would tell him that I would have coffee in the car for him if he can leave earlier.
Espresso triple shot. I like mint flavors.
Okay, I can do that. I can do peppermint.
Well, couldn't my bodyguard just pick him up? Like, wouldn't that make more sense if he's, my dude?
Pick him up.
You pay your bodyguard very well. He'll pretty much do what you want.
All right. Okay, so you interject.
Yeah, I would probably just have, my bodyguard, Chris, do all of the little person lifting.
Now, are we talking literally, or is he just picking up...
Well, he did say pick him up and carry him to the car, so yeah, I'm thinking it's literal lifting.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He'll do whatever.
If you, just talk about it with him, he'll whatever be like, we'll yeah, totally. Like, I legit want him to lift me out of bed in my pajamas, which will be my day wear, and carry me in the car.
Yeah.
Here's an extra room key. Yeah. Give that to him.
Yeah. I can have my bodyguard do it. If I had, someone just delegate, a lot of that, he's would totally be there.
Yeah. He's a bit of a belladonna.
You're probably not... You're probably used to these kinds of requests.
Yeah.
Given the line of business.
Yeah. They're odd. I mean, he's a belladonna. Yeah.
Prima donna.
Thank you.
Belladonna is the poisonous plant, I believe.
Oh, yeah, thank and you. Not what tomatoes are part of.
And yes. A character in another movie, something else. I vaguely remember Belladonna.
That's why something. Steph has a higher intelligence score than me.
I only heard that from the comic book. Wasn't she Gambit's
he's
former flame?
Jesus Christ, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's whoa, where'd that come from?
Okay, well, you take me home. Jason, you put the artwork away. And you make sure that you cover it up so Doug doesn't have to see it. And, Steph, do you just go home, or do you have a nightlife thing that you do?
Nightlife thing, I probably either drive home immediately, but this night I just go to a local dive bar and drink for a minute.
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
For an hour.
All right.
And then go home.
Okay.
On my drive home, can I call Brandon to have him start the background check?
You sure can.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Brandon basically says that he's going to be doing some checking on him in the morning.
Okay.
He also says, don't call me this late ever again. he chuckles and says, yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
Okay.
Thank
you, Brandon.
Just give me a few days. And, Jason, you eventually go home, I suppose? Or do you want to go out?
No, I have to put things away at the gallery.
Okay.
And I'm usually exhausted after that, so I go home afterwards.
Steph, are you looking for any excitement tonight?
I do, but whatever.
Are you looking for a boy or a girl?
Either.
Doesn't matter to you?
Doesn't matter.
You do see someone that seems a bit androgynous. They have muscular, like masculine features, but they're thin and they are dressed as a woman. Actually, highly attractive. Has kind of an Elvira feel going on for it, mixed with Tom Arnold. Or not Tom Arnold. What's his name from?
Tom Hardy?
Hardy, that's it. Yeah. Mad Max.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Mad Max meets Elvira, if you can imagine that. But thin.
I'm trying to imagine Elvira androgynous.
Yeah.
I'm there.
All right. but that person does catch your eye if you want to talk them up.
Sure.
Go ahead and roll. I'm not going to role play because that's weird. But you can just roll however you want to entice them. Probably your presence, right? And it's of a sexual nature because that is your specialty. So you get a +3. So add 3 to any of your rolls. The presence plus your, I would say, persuasion or socialize. Probably persuasion because you're trying to convince them to go to bed with you.
I just got one on persuasion and socialize, so.
Or you could just intimidate them to have sex with you.
No, we're not going down that road.
Nope.
That's weird.
Yeah, Jason, that's weird.
You have a high intimidation. It's all.
But her highest score is her presence.
I don't think you understand how to pick people up. You have to make them feel safe and wanted and adored.
Intimidation is what a caveman does.
Yeah, like, stand too close to somebody, you're probably going to scare them away, not bring them in. Safety is the name of the game.
Yes. Mr. Cro-Magnon.
I don't have any intimidation, okay? Just to let you know.
So your
zero.
DC 7, we'll say. You're adding 3 to all of these, so that's 1, 2.
Zero's at 10.
3,
actually.
4. And he's not looking to, he's not playing hard to get. Like, he's looking for someone. And he does find you attractive, so gee. You do. It's however he identifies as.
Okay, well, so.
They.
Right.
They.
Sure. This
is 5 years from now, so yeah, we probably have our own name for these things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Z or Zay now.
Sure. Anyway, this person.
Cake bitch?
I think it's just they. We'll just stick with they. They. That's probably.
Okay. They.
It'll probably still be that in 5 years.
They will go home with you if you want them to.
Okay.
They are very receptive to your alluring wit, and you can have your way with them.
And I can promise them more money later for other things.
Sure, if you want
a sales pitch.
If you do want to roll a sales pitch later, you can just tell me and we can play that out, and then that will actually build your contacts.
Yeah, sales pitch it.
Okay.
But only after the tryout.
Sure. will you have sex with this person, and are you judging them on their abilities?
Probably no sex at first, but probably like heavy flirtation and seeing what they're about.
Okay, so you want to get their number, their digits.
Yeah.
Sure, okay. You do, no problem. You know they're very interested, so you have them. And you can mark down their name. They are going by Gertie Harbach. So, you have their number, you can call them at any point in time, and you do find them attractive. They are very alluring. Mr. Duskbrain, you get home, eventually, and all that you know is that you have a great night. Everything is perfect, exactly how you want it to be, and it's just, it's like as soon as you walk through that door and you see your wife, everything's amazing. And that's all you know about about that night from that point on.
Amazing.
You just know that you feel great. It was an amazing night, and that's all you know.
Sold all the things.
Whatever you can picture happening in that perfect night, whether it's playing board games with your wife or having sex or whatever, that is exactly what you know happened.
All right. I'm good.
Okay.
Everything's good. You just told him everything's good. So, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Mr. Dustbrain, it's just you and I now. Everyone else left. We're recording this a day later from our previous recording.
All right. Yeah, nice and cozy. Just the two of us.
Yeah, just the two of us. You can make it if you try. But probably not in this world, because it's the world of darkness and you typically die there. We're going to see what happens when you went home. I just kind of ran through and said, whatever you want to happen, it's a magical night. You and your wife, happy as can be, you know, two peas in a pod. But that's not exactly the truth, and I think the listeners can pick up on the fact that there's something kind of strange. A bit of a fishy footness going on, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. It seems perfectly fine to me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and see just how perfect that is. So, basically, you live in a one-floor house, and you have a large basement that kind of stretches as its own floor in its own right. You're still living there in this five-year difference, but now you're with a wife, okay? And this wife is pretty mysterious to most people in your life. As I've stated, she runs a law firm. She doesn't get out much. And, she's very attractive. And, well, you go home. Typical day, going home, things feel fine and dandy. So you pull up to your house, and before you get out of the car, something comes over the radio. And it's something that rattles your nerves. Now, I've stated before that you and Steph had a child that went missing. And why this thing that comes over the radio rattles your cage is because it reminds you of your child that went missing. You hear a jingle that is promoting a television show called Jurassic Jammy Kids. This is something that your own child used to love to watch. And it was the last thing that she was watching before she went missing. Okay? So the Jurassic Jammy Kids jingle goes a little bit something like this.
Hey, 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 ho, 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 come on, get up and go. It's time for the Jurassic Jammy Kids to know. I want you and you want me. We're gonna be one big family.
You hear the promotion go on as normal, you know, catch your latest episode of the Jurassic Jammy Kids at etc. time and whatnot, and also promoting Jurassic Jammy Kids on Ice coming to Harrisburg, PA. Okay?
Alright.
It's a show about dinosaurs, kind of Barney-ish in a way. Friendly for kids, children love it, they've been loving it for years. It's always creeped you out. There's just something about it that made you feel weird. But, you know, your kid liked it, so you put up with it, as parents usually do, right? That strange feeling comes over you again right now. And because of that, how were you feeling? Tell me what you're thinking at this moment, because it's bringing up these memories of your child.
I'm starting to think about that again and second guessing how everything happened, and I guess what could have been prevented. Could have done.
Beating yourself up?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your resolve and your, let's say, occult appropriate. That's a weird roll that I have you guys rolling, but it's the closest thing that I can come up with for where this lies in the story. So I'm just going to keep going with it.
And you just add both of those together and roll all the dice.
That's correct. So I'm going to have you say a DC of standard, which is 8, 9, or 10. I had you guys rolling standard DCs as 7s and up, but that's mainly just to get you guys accustomed to the rules and to give you a little bit of an edge for the first playthrough, but we're kind of beyond that now, so 8, 9s, and 10s. Okay. And you're going to need 2 successes.
Well, I got a pretty good resolve here.
Yeah, so it's one of your highest.
Got a 8, 9, and 10.
All right, so you got 3 successes.
Or 4 successes.
4 successes. Almost a critical. So you managed to calm yourself down, okay? Not only that, but you're also able to remember something very disturbing. You're able to remember that your experiences with the Jurassic Jammy Kids while watching it with your child, you noticed things that are unexplainable that you had pushed out of your mind. One of those things is the fact that there was a meta aspect to the show, and it makes you feel as though you're on drugs when you're watching it, is the best way to explain it, because at times one of the dinosaurs named Deborah would wink and the camera would zoom in on her and she would whisper and she would talk directly to your daughter, addressing her by name. So when you remember this, what's going on in your head?
I'm wondering if I'm going crazy.
Okay.
I'm a little freaked out. Trying to see, wonder if there's any other strange things like this that, I don't know. Trying to see if there's any more strange things to maybe reassure myself that I'm not going crazy.
Okay.
This is actually something.
Sure. But now, to do that, you're going to have to, well, there's several things you can do. One of them is to start investigating the Jurassic Jammy Kids, obviously, to find out if you are, in fact, imagining this. Or you could see a psychologist. It's really up to you.
I'm not the psychologist kind of person, mm-hmm. So...
All right.
I'm probably going to be investigating the Jammy Kids.
Okay. You do what now? You're parked in front of your house in your driveway. You see that the light inside is on. You suspect your wife is in there.
Is there something I know is going to happen when I go inside?
Just that you typically have the best times of your day when they're spent with your wife.
All right. Well, if I would have... I want to go inside and get on my computer and start researching.
Sure. When you come in, she's where she usually is sitting, which is on the couch. And one thing that you notice when you go in, and I'm going to have you roll perception and wits. Standard difficulty, 1 success needed. Because your mind is a little bit sharper right now after going through what you just did in the car. You've kind of honed your mind in a sense. So this is something that you're rolling for that you typically wouldn't have noticed on a day-to-day basis, but your senses are heightened right now. Perception is a score that is related to 2 other scores. So when you roll your wits and composure, that is counted as a perception roll.
Okay.
So wits and composure.
I got a 9.
Okay, so what you notice is that you no longer have the same curtains that you did before. No longer have the same windows. Your windows are tinted and you have blackout curtains in your home. And you sort of ask yourself, when did I get these? I don't remember these. You go inside?
Yeah.
Okay. She's, like I said, she's on the couch where she normally is, and, your cats come to greet you. Your wife is played by Catherine Zeta-Jones. I'm assuming that you find her attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wouldn't? hot, any, you know, red hot blooded male. So she's there. She smiles at you and says, "Why don't you come over here and have a seat with me?"
Well,
you did say you wanted to go on
your computer. Yeah, I really want to go. Just give me a minute. I'll be with you. I just need to do something on my computer first.
She smiles. How was your night?
It was good. I sold every painting in the gallery, pretty much. Some wacko.
She chuckles. That's wonderful. The whole show sold out? That is unheard of.
Yeah, bizarre. But whatever. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing well. It's good to see my husband being successful. Are you ready to join me yet, or did you need to do something?
Yeah, I need to get on my computer. Give me a second.
Sure, take your time. You get on the computer, and what are you doing?
Probably searching the show on Google or forums specifically, trying to see if I can find anyone talking about the show.
Okay.
Anything that seems weird.
Sure. Go ahead and roll your intelligence and computers. If you prefer, and you have a higher skill set, you can choose investigation.
In place of computers?
Yeah.
They're both the same, so...
They're both relative, really, to what you're aiming for. Computer is mainly the medium, but... It could accommodate hacking, in a sense, to find the deeper parts of the web.
Yeah, I got two in both of those. So.
Okay.
My intelligence is 3, so I got 5 dice.
You're going to have a standard DC, but I would say 3 successes.
3 successes?
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
It's a little bit tough.
8, 9, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
I got 1.
Okay. You can keep searching, and you can keep that success. It's just going to depend on how long this takes you to do.
Alright, I'll try again.
Sure, go right ahead. Your wife seems to be getting a little bit impatient, and she says, "How much longer?" You can hear it in her voice.
Just give me a little bit longer. This is something really important for me right now.
He says, mm-hmm. She sounds a little bit upset. So you have a little bit of time, but you don't think it's going to be much before she gets upset with you. And you have a feeling that you don't like it when she gets upset with you.
All right, well, do I roll all 5 again?
Yes. The difficulty is the same. So you only need 2 successes.
All right, I got 2 8s.
Great. You find a forum of concerned parents. And it wasn't easy to find this forum because most of the areas that you look up the show on that talk about it in a negative light, it seems like this PR firm that the Jurassic Jammy Kids uses tends to shut that stuff down. But you do find something relatively fresh that they didn't get their hands on yet. And it's very weird. The forum talks about concerned parents expressing similar things to what you were talking about. Where, you know, am I crazy? Was I just, you know, overworked? Or did I see Deborah whispering to my child? Other people comment like, you know, no, that's ridiculous. Nothing like that has ever happened with me, my child watching the show. Maybe you should see a therapist. But some people do agree and say, yeah, I've seen some strange things. My daughter, this one person says, she had a book, a small notebook that she doesn't know where the daughter got it from, so she asked the daughter, did you buy that at the school store? Daughter said, no, Deborah gave it to me. And the book was already filled in and had a lot of strange verses in it that were somewhat biblical of nature, but written for a child to understand is the best way that the woman can explain it on the forum. So, some strange things going on there for sure. And the thread goes on. How much time do you want to spend reading the thread? This is stuff you pick up on a few minutes of glancing.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep scrolling through, and I'm gonna try to screen capture what I can.
Sure. You start screen capturing, and while this is happening, you feel more of a confirmation to your suspicions that came up with in the car, okay? And it feels as though somewhat of a fog is being lifted from your mind. You're able to think and see more clearly at the moment, okay? But at the same time, you feel as though that is drifting away. So it's almost as though you're trying to hold on to something in your head that is too complicated for your mind to process. Now, you can either roll to memorize what's going on, this feeling that you have, before it goes away, or you can spend a willpower point and that fog will be lifted and to deal with trying to fight this sort of common sense thing that's coming over you, this sort of reality sense, because your mind is delving into somewhat of an unreality at the moment. So you're basically fighting your own brain to accept what this is. So would you prefer to spend a point of willpower or to try your chances at rolling? I can tell you now it's going to be difficult.
I'm going to try my chances. I would think my character would want to delve into it.
Okay. So this is going to be a another resolve and occult roll. Your DC is 10, and you're going to need one success.
Nope. Three nines.
All right. That sucks. Is it resolve or composure that you have a +3 on?
Because
I remember you took a specialized in one of those two.
+3 resolve whenever it's relating to my work or something. Yeah, something that I'm impassioned in, I guess.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know if that would be affected here, but...
You answer this for me. Would it come into effect here?
Probably not, because this is a totally new thing.
Okay. So then, you feel the fog coming back, and this sort of enlightened sense of this new world goes away.
Get out! Last chance, told you. Get out! Get out! What you got?
Excuse me now!
Hey, what is with you guys? How about shutting up for a change, okay? I already fed you.
Beware the moonlets.
Yeah. What the hell was that all about?